This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, May 28th, 2010. And an unprecedented full house here for a Roster Report on a Friday afternoon. No Paul Perillo solo effort. No Eric Scalavino. Too much yapping time. Andy Hart here, joined by those two.
Thank God we have that.
That's right. You'll get extra Andy Hart yapping time. Busy week, guys, and I'm going to get right into the releases. Got them all in my hand.
Busy week.
All the action starting on May the 21st. I'm not sure you went over this totally, Paul Perillo.
No, we didn't.
Tight end.
At all.
And Patriots marketing department intern Robbie Agnone was released, as was quarterback of the future Jeff Howe. Or Rowe.
I confuse those two.
I remember
all the time
when you
well.
Were excited about his addition to the roster last year, Paul.
I
want to handle his aspect of this podcast? What was that?
I never saw anything.
Oh, you loved him. You were intrigued by his resume.
I
Next,
was?
May 24th.
Are you serious?
The Patriots.
I don't even know where he went to college.
Nevada.
Okay.
The Patriots replaced Rowe on the roster with a colorful character, Mike Teal. Claiming him off waivers from the Seattle Seahawks.
At least I saw him play in college.
Because he went to a real school, too, Rutgers. I assumed he was some low-level quarterback
follow. He was Rutgers' coach.
Coach or quarterback?
Rutgers' quarterback, but not a great college career.
No, up and down. And we've read some various things. I think Mike Reese had some different scouts going back to their notes.
His junior year, I think, was his better year.
Yeah.
His senior year, he was...
I don't get too invested in these
after
third, fourth, fifth-string quarterbacks.
After Ray Rice left. He wasn't as good.
Go figure. May the 25th, the price was right for Taylor because he liked the price the Patriots offered the contract. Third-round pick signed with the New England Patriots.
Ooh.
Second draft pick to sign, although Robert Kraft hinted yesterday there could be a third on the way.
Well, there should be a third on the way eventually, but no, nothing imminent. No, I confirmed that from PR.
Good job.
Yeah,
who would tell them?
I'm looking for the 4 o'clock press release then.
And then May the 27th, just yesterday, a move that felt like it happened 2 weeks ago, the Patriots re-signed linebacker Derek Burgess, which, in fact, Adam Schefter reported it about 2 weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
Back on another one-year deal in New England after the team added him last year in trade from the Oakland Raiders for a third and fifth round pick. And they released a couple other lesser names.
Surprised by one of these.
Linebacker Bruce Davis and wide receiver slash quarterback slash practice scout team outside linebacker Isaiah Stanback, a Paul Perillo favorite. And Eric,
nice
I know your reference, Isaiah Stanback, a little bit surprised by the move. Talk about it.
Well, the versatility was the obvious reason why I thought he had a legitimate chance to stick with this team because he was used in a variety of roles last year. He's a full year and a full offseason program into this season, so he's a lot better off knowing the system than he was when he first got here. There's competition clearly at that spot, at wide receiver, so he was in the mix, I think, had just as good a chance as some of the other lesser-named guys on the team at that spot. And when you're bringing in third, fourth, fifth-string quarterbacks like they have been, he's in the mix for that as well in a pinch, and he's proven he can do that too at this level. So I was very surprised that he was the guy that they had to cut to make room for Burgess, or one of the guys anyway.
I'm not sure I'd go very surprised, but I agree with you with the lack of, for some reason everybody thinks the roster is just stocked at wide receiver, and they have some interesting
they have a lot of people there, but
I don't think you're all that far away from where you're in a struggle to fill fifth and sixth receiver slots. You mentioned he's obviously a backup quarterback type. He's returned kicks in the NFL.
Yeah.
You're right. I think his versatility is the kind of guy you say, he's a training camp guy. At the very least, I don't cut him until August 31st or September 3rd or whatever.
I'm right with you there. I thought he would be a great guy to have on the field.
Right.
If for nothing else, be one of the 80 guys on the field at training camp. Where
because
he can
he's
fill
one of your best athletes.
He can fill a variety of roles. I am surprised he got cut now. Did not think he had even a small chance to make the 53, barring a rash of injuries. I think there are a lot of guys ahead of him now at wide receiver, some of which we haven't seen yet, guys like Taylor Price and Brandon Tate.
But I'm thinking like Tate and Welker automatically could be out.
Here's another reason.
Tate had two knee injuries in a year. He could have a third.
Oh, sure.
One of the names.
That's what I said. barring a rash of injuries.
One of the names that's still on that roster competing for a job is Darnell Jenkins, a guy who was kind of on and off the practice squad last year, whereas Stanbeck was on the active roster pretty much the entire season. And
I'm surprised that you don't bring that kind of a guy to training camp. And I think, Andy, you're absolutely right. He can fill a variety of roles as your best athlete or one of your best athletes in training camp.
I would expect him to get picked up by somebody probably in the very near future.
I think we've already discussed Derek Burgess in a way by not discussing him because we spoke first of Isaiah Stanbeck in this release and not the guy that's joining the team, Derek Burgess, who Bill Belichick had high praise for late last season, talking about him playing his role about as well as anybody had here, which drew some speculation from unnamed teammates in various media reports. Did have 5 sacks, although a pretty quiet 5 sacks. Came on a little bit late in the year. I think 3 of the 5 or 4 of the 5 came in the last month. The running speculation, I think, with Patriots fans at this point is the year 2 jump that you guys are big on in the system. For a guy, he'll be more comfortable with his role in the defense, and maybe he'll really expand on his production from a year ago. What do we make of this move? Because I assume he's going to start. I mean, if you bring him back, I got to assume you didn't bring him back to be just a rotational guy. He started some last year. I think he moves near the top of the depth chart.
Well, I have my questions, though, about that, because why wait this long to re-sign him? If he was going to be that much of a... were you expecting to get something out of the draft?
No, I think maybe. And if you didn't, maybe. And I think also maybe he was just hoping someone else would offer him some money.
Yeah.
He's coming back on a 1-year deal. My guess is for zero money.
Yeah, I would agree. And I would also agree that he probably will start on the other side. I share the sort of indifference to the move. I don't think he gave you a whole lot. And just to be clear, I know you're doing your typical, I'm going to make fun of Eric and Paul like you always do.
What's that now?
I don't think Eric and Paul are necessarily advocates of the year 13 jump. I'm not looking for a whole lot more out of Derek Burgess.
He's a veteran of 9 NFL seasons.
Okay, from year 9 to year 10, I don't think that you'll get a whole lot more out of Derek Burgess than they got last year. I don't think the year 2 in the system offsets the fact that the guy's now in his 30s and on the way down. So any more that he can gain mentally, I think, is more than offset by probably a lessening of his physical skills. I think he is what he is at this
stage. So same production,
handful
of sacks, none of them probably all that memorable.
A jag.
Yeah.
Okay. But a veteran jag, and they don't have a lot of veteran jags at that position.
Unless a guy like Sean Crable really performs above expectation in training camp and wins out, then Burgess probably will end up by default getting the other starting job.
Outside Crable linebacker. And Cunningham, the outside linebackers of the future.
Maybe.
If I would be most happy with that opening
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely. If they started opening day, that would be phenomenal.
Might as well just get it started.
I think that would be
a phenomenal
sign.
I don't care even if they're not ready. I'd rather see them try and fail than watch Burgess fail boringly all year long.
If they got to the point where Belichick felt comfortable enough to have those two guys on the field on September 12th, that would be a phenomenal sign for the defense.
I agree.
Hmm. I think we all do.
Okay. Just one sign. We like to talk about the physique of Sean Crable. Derek Burgess has a pretty impressive physique, if you recall.
Dude's put together.
Shredded. Absolutely shredded for the spot. Kind of that Willie McGinnis, David Patton, another guy they've brought back with a pretty shredded physique. So, if anything, they have some guys that look good in a uniform. Mm. Sean Crable, if he can actually, stay in the uniform and not the tub, so to speak. They have some guys that look good in a uniform, if nothing else, as they search for talent and playmakers and depth and all of that. Anyway, that's going to put a wraps on this very exciting three-man edition, a rarity these days. And
when's the next three-man edition that we'll have, Andy?
It won't be for some time, mid-July, because Andy won't be coming back. Andy will not be coming back for another one of these
triangle offense here on
Roster Report podcast here on Patriots.com. Until mid-July, check back
we'll
Paul and Eric on each and every other
Friday.
We'll
be back next week.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.